This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When you spend your days caring for your mom or dad, it doesn't count, at least in terms of the way we assess the economy using gross domestic product. No money changes hands for all that caring, so GDP simply ignores your efforts. And many other parts of the caring economy may register in GDP, but are undervalued. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been reviewing the data amid calls for reinvestments in helping others. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Let me hear your definition of the care economy.
It's a catchphrase, and it's commonly used, David, to capture both paid and unpaid work, you know, caring for children, for elders and others. And there's this cottage industry of scholars from multiple disciplines, and they argue that the care economy should be considered as vital to the country's infrastructure as more traditional investments like roads and bridges. And researchers have documented that a robust care infrastructure, it can promote greater labor force participation rates, especially among women, and therefore support broad-based economic growth. There is no shortage of economic studies documenting over the years that care work is valuable.
Valuable, yet in economic terms, not so much.
No, but don't you think the pandemic was a wake-up call? I mean, the experience showed how vital a robust care sector is to a well-functioning economy, especially the professional caregiving workforce. Professional caregivers, they enable tens of millions of family caregivers to go to work in their respective occupations. This is why caregivers are often referred to as the workforce behind the workforce.
And the market for this type of work is broken. I mean, it may be that a child care center to attract the talent they need would like to raise the price of the child care, but parents often just can't afford that.
No, they really can't afford it. And yet you're absolutely right, David. This is a low-wage occupation. You know, the jobs often don't come with benefits. The workforce is overwhelmingly women, women of color, and immigrants. And workers have been leaving caregiving with this tight labor market. I mean, they can do better at a fast food restaurant or a warehouse. And that is so sad because all this caregiving skill is going to waste.
So what? Policy, I guess, maybe.
I think so. I mean, the case is overwhelming. And a start could be caregiving tax credits and paid leave for family members, to higher pay and ladders of career advancement for professional caregivers. We need large investments in child care, in the home, community-based care for elders, and they will more than pay for themselves by making it easier for people to earn the paychecks they need, yet provide care for those who need it.
All right, an update on the care economy from Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.